parking lot, Steve, Sandy, we do a shout out to you and say, we're glad you're out there. We hope you can hear us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And have a Merry Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
And if there's anyone else out there, just honk your horn. We didn't hear no horn honk. Okay, well, praise God. Glory to God. Isn't God good?
Amen.
That song was beautiful. You know, he's such a good God. And anyone like Charles Capps?
I do.
You do? Anyone else?
I do.
You do?
Oh, I have one. Is it the healer?
Yeah. No.
I have one.
You don't have one.
Oh, no.
Sure you don't
have
one? Quite interesting. You speak out real quick, you get something. So next time, you guys, I say something, you guys, yeah, yeah, I'll take that. So isn't God good? So glory to God. Yeah, I think that was his, I don't know if his wife or his daughter on that quantum, but it's quite interesting. It talks about atoms, the atom, how the atom is always moving, but I'm not going to pray. You guys can, you can make a sermon up about that and come up and tell us all about it. Glory to God. If we turn to our Bibles, but Father God, I just want to open us up in prayer. Lord, we ask that you lead, guide, and direct us today. Holy Spirit, we ask that you come in your manifestation and demonstration of your word, that your gospel gets preached today for your glory and for your kingdom that we live in through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for this and give you all the glory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just remember, Titus 1:2, God cannot lie. That's a wonderful thing to know, is God cannot lie. That means he is what he is. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Malachi 3:6, he says, I do not change. Glory to God. It's not a moving target. It's right there. Amen?
Amen.
So we cannot lie. I love that. Titus 1:2, that's probably my most favorite scripture, is that he cannot lie. Because when I found that scripture, I found out that I can stand on his word and believe what it says to come to pass, and it will. But I have to believe it and receive it. I can't just think about it. I have to believe it. That's the first thing that comes into my head, is his word. And that's what I believe. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what we go by. But turn to Romans 5:5. Romans 5:5 states here, it says, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who has given to us. The love of God. You know, you can preach the gospel, but preach it in love. Amen? Preach it in love. Because I can preach it and be hard about it. But why do that? Jesus wasn't. He preached in love. He said, let the little ones come up to me. Didn't he? He said, let them come up. I didn't see him throwing rocks at people before he started. But he preached in love. So preach that gospel. And also, anybody in here, we've seen signs and wonders. We've seen healings in here, right? You know what follows all that? Is the gospel. When the gospel is preached, that follows. Did you guys know that? That's amazing, isn't it? But see, the gospel's got to be preached. That's why it's called the good news. We're all supposed to tell everybody about it. What a good time to tell them when your family's in, amen? You got a captivated audience, at least for a little while. Go ahead and give it to them. They probably think you're not right anyway, so you might as well just let them know that you just love Jesus anyway, amen? That's what I do. It says Hebrews 11:6. I love this scripture. It's just another one that I love. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, if you're in fear, you're not in faith. If you're in fear, you're not in faith. You got to believe and have faith in God. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you can see it, it doesn't take no faith. None at all. But if you can't see it, that's what's going to take faith. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for. That's Hebrews 11:1. It's right there. So if you're in fear, you're not in faith. And then you go, oh my goodness, I'm in fear. Well, get out of it. Someone says, well, what do I do? Well, start believing the word. Pray. Say, Lord, here's a great one for this. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God doesn't give me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Notice their spirits. We're in a spiritual warfare. We're not in a physical warfare. We're in a spiritual warfare. And that's where it all takes place. And then it manifests. Now, I don't know about you, but I want faith to manifest and not fear to manifest. Amen?
Amen.
Because that's what's going to take you through. That's going to take you through. And he's given each of us a measure of faith. Think about the centurion soldier. He's a leader of armies. And that centurion soldier, Jesus said, well, I'll go and heal your servant. He said, no, you don't have to go. Just what?
Speak the word.
Because he said, when I tell my men to go, they go. When I tell my men to sit, they sit. When I tell my men to stand, they stand. And you're a man of authority. Speak your word, my servant will be healed. That centurion soldier went home and he asked his other servant, he said, when did so-and-so get healed? He told him the exact time and he said, that's the exact hour that Jesus spoke his servant to be healed. Pretty powerful, isn't it? It's his word. But you have to believe it. You have to believe it. The good news. Turn to Luke chapter 2. You guys all know Luke was a doctor, right? Chapter 2, 10 and 11. It says, then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the signs to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly host praising God and saying in 14, it says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God. Man, don't we have joy? Do you have joy this season? You got to have joy. You know what I mean? You got to have joy. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. You want strength? Get joy. Amen?
Amen.
Get joy. Be happy. How would you like, well, I'll pray for you, I guess. Come on up. Or you want to say, yeah, come on up. Praise God. I get the opportunity to lay hands and pray for someone. Amen?
Amen.
We know who does it. It's not me. I'm just a hose. I'm an open hose ready to be used. That's all I am. He gets all the glory, doesn't he? And that's the key, is he gets all the glory. Because he shares his glory with no man. But praise God when people allow him to use you. I praise God for that. When you use the word and he allows God to flow through you. You know? Amen? Just be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Man's going to get upset at you anyway. No matter what, it don't matter. Does it? You want God mad at you or you want man mad at you? Which one you want mad at you? Mm. I think I'd rather have man mad at me than God. So always go on that side, no matter what. But I want to bring this Christmas to you. Is the birth in Bethlehem. How long the world had waited for this time to take place. I want to experience this too. That how long the world had waited for the birth of Christ. How long have we waited for Jesus to come back? Do you see what I mean? You talked about patterns. But I want to tell you about cycles. There's cycles in the Word. Not only patterns, but cycles that take place every 800, 400 years. Cycles. You'll see them. A pattern is something that is in that cycle. But there are cycles that take place in the Word of God. And we're just about to, we're all excited for this cycle that's coming. The resurrection. The catching up. The catching away. We're looking for that. Amen?
Yeah.
But the birth. If it wasn't for the birth, we wouldn't get the opportunity for this to be even, that hope wouldn't even be there. But so praise God for the birth. But finally, the hour arrived, the angelic messengers, the taxing, the journey to Bethlehem, the birth inside a stable. Can you imagine the smells inside that stable? I mean, there's donkeys, there's sheep. There's all sorts of things in that stable. The smells. Can you imagine the animals making noises inside that stable? Do you think it was a nice, cool night? Sunny, warm? Now imagine a little cold in that stable. But that birth took place there. No doctors. There in that stable, there wasn't one. But a doctor chose to tell the story, didn't he? Because Luke was a doctor, wasn't he? Announcing the news to the shepherds, the first to know were humbled shepherds. Notice that, humbled shepherds, the first ones to know. Not the president, not the kings, the shepherds. The ones that tend to the sheep. Wow. Isn't that amazing? How fitting that the Lamb of God was born in a manger. He wasn't born in a castle. He was born in a manger. He came to us in swaddling clothes and something very precious, very meek, very mild, to lay his life down for us on that cross. But this second time he comes back, he's going to come back as the Lion of Judah. Yeah. He's not coming back just nice and calm. He's coming back to get us, his bride. And I thank God for that. I thank God. It says, fear not. And why I say this, it says, fear not. Those two good words, always in the vocabulary of angels. Fear not. You heard them all throughout the Bible. Fear not. I'm with you. Fear not. The shepherds were afraid. Because they seen what was going on. The first evidence of the fall, there was fear. In Genesis 3, 8, and 10, let's turn that. Got your Bibles? Amen? Can't just believe me, right? Hey, check me out. Chapter 3, verse 8 and 10. It says, and they heard the sound of the Lord. This is Adam and Eve, okay? And they heard this, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord, God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And what did God say? And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you should not eat? Have you eaten from that tree? Could you hear him? Have you eaten from that tree? How do you know that you were naked? Before, you didn't even care. You didn't know. But now you know. So see, he knew and he was in fear. He got in fear, didn't he? That's one sign of it there. Fear stalking men through the centuries. Abraham lying. Go to, since we're in Genesis, go to Genesis. Would you think Abraham would lie? He did. Go to Genesis chapter 12. You know this gives me hope. It gives me hope, folks. And you read this and you think, there's no way I'm going to make it. These people are perfect. No, they're not. Verses chapter 12, verse 11 through 13, it says, and it came to pass when he was close to entering Egypt. This is Abraham and his wife, that he said to Sarah, his wife, indeed, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. Boy, that's a beautiful thing to say to your wife. I know you're a woman of beautiful countenance, right? Amen? That's a good thing to say to your wife, husbands. Therefore, it will happen when the Egyptians see you that they will say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sakes, and that I may live because of you. Huh. You wouldn't think Abraham would do that, would you? But he did. He fell into what? Fear. Fear they were going to kill him. That's my sister. And there's many, many more throughout there, and I'm not going to go through all of them. But it lets us know it's been from generations, that fear. But fear not. That's what the angels say. Fear not. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. You get more word in you, you won't have more fear in you. Get that word in you. If you got fear, get in the word. Get that word in you. And believe that word more than you believe anything else. Why wouldn't you? Amen? What else is there to believe? What else is there to believe but the word? Jesus would move through the area he traveled, dispelling fear. Wherever Jesus was, fear couldn't be there, could it? Because he was the life and the light of men. He had love and joy and peace and the Holy Ghost. Have you ever been, if you're to a concert or you're happy, are you in fear when you're happy? No. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy. The joy of the Lord. Amen? That's your strength, is the joy. Do you feel the presence of God in here? He's just all over me up here, guys. If you guys need more of him, just sit right behind me here. You're welcome to come up here. Amen? If it's not back there, get up here. Don't sit out there and wait on it. You know what I mean? Get it. It's yours. It's available. It's all over up here. I'm really happy. And some of you are going, how can you be so happy? Are you? No, I am really, seriously happy. The peace of God is on me. When we were singing those songs, just tears coming out of my eyes from some of those songs. That first one, too, that I don't know what it was, but man, it was just anointed. The second one was anointed. They're all about him. And he's our Savior. Wow. What a privilege we have this morning that we're here. Do you know how many people would love to be here this morning? Serving God? Wow. So the disciples and the storm, he dispelled that fear, didn't he? Blind Bartimaeus feared he would never see. The 10 lepers feared they would never be there for their family. What did he do? He took it away, didn't he? Mary and Martha feared they would never see Lazarus again. Did they see Lazarus again? He said, "Come out, Lazarus. Come forth," didn't he? And Lazarus came forth. I don't know how many days dead he was, but he was several days dead. 3 or 4, yeah. He was. So can you imagine that? Fears at Christmas, your health, your family, world conditions, economy, life. We could talk about all that. Anybody want to talk about that this morning?
No.
Glory to God. No. That's a good answer. That's a very precise answer. No. Because it has no relevance to who God is. Doesn't even compare to his word. Do you see what I'm saying? Does not compare to it. Doesn't give any value to it. It's all going to be the same out there. Faith, the opposite of fear. In Hebrews 11:6, and you're saved by faith and kept by faith, aren't you? Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, if you get yourself found a bunch of naysayers, pretty soon you're going to be a naysayer.
Nah.
Right? You got to get yourself around people that are filled with God. But not only that, get yourself in the Word. Get yourself filled with God. Then you don't have to find those people that are filled with God. Have you ever found out when you're happy and you got joy and you got peace, other people are looking at you like, he's faking it. He's faking it. There ain't no way you can be that happy. Right? Amen? I am. I ain't faking it. Because people can tell whether I am or aren't. Real quick, just like that. They know your continents. They know who you are. No, I love Jesus. I love what he's doing. I love this time of year. The birth of joy in verse 10 of Luke. In verse 10 of Luke, that was Luke chapter 2, verse 10. The birth of joy. Good tidings of great joy. The songs of Christmas about joy. Why this joy? Because the Savior has been born. We got a Savior, folks. We got a Savior. We've got a Savior. Glory to God. We got something to look forward to. You know what? This isn't the last time we're going to see each other. Might be here on this earth, it is. This might be the last moment. But we'll see each other in heaven. Amen. We got a Savior. And if you receive that Savior as your Savior, you received him, you'll be in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? That's all. It's simple. Is it not simple? Why does people make it so complex? Receive Jesus as your Savior. Because the Scriptures, because a Savior has been born, because the Scriptures has been fulfilled, because Christ is Lord. Don't tell me this is a book that has been written over a campfire and storytellers have put this forth. There's no way. There's too much that's been fulfilled in this Bible. There's too much truth that has been then brought forth in this Bible. But there's some that would dispel it. But they have no fact or truth about dispelling whatsoever. This is the truth. Come to him and have joy. Trust him. How many of you truly, truly trust him? Think about it. Do you really trust him? Do you really, really trust him to take care of you? Do you trust him to take care of your family better than you can? How many in here know when a hair has fallen off your child's head? Or when one's grown back? How many of you know when a hair is... Let's just put it real simple. How many of you know when a hair has fallen off your head? Or when one is put back? Now, if you're bald, you know that you have no hair. So we'll have to go with arm hairs or something like that. Amen? So we'll dispel that. I know some of you might be thinking that, thinking, well, I don't know. I know. But God is God. He knows everything, every single thing, because Christ is Lord. Come to Him and have joy. Trust Him. The beginning of evangelism is in verse 10 of Luke 2. What shall be all people? All need a Savior. We're all sinners, aren't we? Turn to Romans chapter 3, 23. I remember I was at Methodist Church. And there was the older lady sit up front, right on the front row there. This was over in Prairie Creek. You know where Prairie Creek is? I was in there and I was preaching on we're all sinners. They looked at me and said, I'm not a sinner. I said, yeah, you all are sinners. Saved by grace. They still looked at me like, no. And I said, yes, let's turn to 1 John 1:9. For if you say you've not sinned, you call him a liar. Oh, yes, 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 we are. Then their heads go, yes, that's right. You know what I mean? But they were offended at first. It was like a brick wall, like, uh-oh. And then when I pointed out the word, they had to go to what the word said. Oh, yeah. You see what I'm saying? Always the word, or you'll get in trouble. Don't go with your opinions. Go with the word. Amen? 3:23 states this. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ. Can you imagine grace? Being justified freely by His grace? His unmerited favor, you didn't deserve it, you didn't earn it, but He gave it to you. It's not your ability to make it there. It's just, you just have to trust Him and believe. That's it. How simple is that? That's real simple, but sometimes hard to follow, isn't it? We're guilty, all of us, aren't we? Romans 5:8, since we're there, just turn over a page. It says, but God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Why we were in sin, He still loved us. He loved us before He knew us. Well, He'd always known us. But He loved us. That's how much He loved us. He went to that cross for you and me. And those that are out there that are sinners, He went to the cross for them. He loves them. He's available to all people. The actions of the shepherds, He also, it's the good news, the Word of God. That good news gives you hope for tomorrow, doesn't it? It's not about us. It's about Him that's in us. That's what it's about. And when you realize that you're a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body, it brings things really simple. Your spirit is in this body, controlling this body, that spirit. And what spirit is that? The spirit of Christ that you've received, right? Amen?
Amen.
Has no choice but to do that. Lanny, you choose to walk in love toward the people that aren't so lovely that come to get shots. And you're going, oh my gosh. But you don't let that get you down because you go in the next day.
Most of them are pretty lovely, though, coming in and getting shot. It's amazing the attitudes that we've seen the last few days.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of prayer going for you guys as well.
Yeah.
So God's good. Amen. Not to sit and soak on the way to heaven. Don't just sit there. Do something. Do something this Christmas. Do something you haven't done before. Shake yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just shake yourself like that old mule that I told you about in the well that shook his, they kept trying to fill him up with dirt and covering him up. Just shake yourself. Get it off you. Stomp it down. Get yourself out of the well. Amen? Because the only one that can do it is you. You and Jesus. Amen?
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. It's just you and Him. Hey, how many of you come into this world by yourself? None of you? Who'd you come with? You all come into this world by yourself, right? No? What'd you come in with? Huh? Yeah. You all got birthed by yourself into this world. Okay, Lanny, you're shaking your head. What?
No, my mom done it.
Yes, 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 yes. But you were birthed. What? Yes, it was your mom and you. Okay, okay, Lanny. Lanny's going, yes, my mother did it. My mother had me.
But you had to decide to make that entry.
Yes, but you were the one that came in. By, you know, through your mother, that you came into this world. And guess what? We go out of this world by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Quite powerful, huh? I just thought of that a couple days ago. I don't know why. I was thinking about that. But it's interesting. And if you have one good friend in this world, that's fantastic. You're doing a great job. But we've got one true friend. And if you say you have none, you got Jesus. Amen? And the Holy Spirit. So here, God meets us where we are, doesn't He? Come to Jesus with your sins and fears and be saved. Tell the good news to all. Don't just mess around. Tell people about Jesus. Tell people. Don't be fearful of it. I'll never forget the time me and Megan were in an Olive Garden. I don't know if I told you this or not. But a lady come up to me. She goes, "Sir, you got a flame above your head." That's what she said. Megan looked at her like, "What's going on?" You know. I said, "Well, you know, in Acts it talks about what? It talks about a flame." I said, "Yeah, that's to let you know that I'm God's." And she looked at me and she said, "Huh, my husband's in the hospital. Would you pray for him?" And I said, "I'd be blessed to pray for him. Matter of fact, could you come over and sit at my table?" She's by herself because she was at the hospital with her husband. So Megan's like, "No, Dad. No, I don't want to go over there." "Yeah, we'll come over to your table." So we ate with her. And we prayed with her. But my daughter was like, "Dad, you can't keep doing this kind of stuff." I said, "I didn't do it. She did it." She opened it up. And we just closed it. And we prayed for her. And it was good to sit at her table. You know why? She was there quite often with her husband being in the hospital. And the waiters knew her. So they were like waiting on us like we were kings and queens in there at Olive Garden. And we were like, "Wow, this is great."
You weren't sitting in the first section as you come in, then.
No, we were sitting at the king's table at that day. We were having a blessing. But you never know who you're going to affect and where you're at. But just be obedient to where you're at. And don't get weirded out. God's there. Amen. And these people need us, folks. These people need us. They really do. And I want to thank you guys, this Christmas. And the way I do thank you is pray for all of you. But this morning, those that are here, I'm going to pray a blessing upon you. I really am. I just got a joy. And this is the time. I don't feel this all the time. I don't do this all the time. I've done it a couple times. But there's really something here. And all you have to do is sit there. You don't have to come up. You're all good. Amen?
Amen.
You're all good. But I'm just going to pray a blessing over you. So if you just bow your heads and just close your eyes and really receive this. Because it's not from me. It's from Him that's in me. Father God, I just thank you. You know how much I love these people. And I know you know that. And I know that you want to bless them, Father. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that you bless each and every person here, spiritually, physically, and financially, Father God. I ask that you touch their lives. These men and women, boys and girls, right now, the ones that are here, the ones that are out there in the car, touch their lives. That they'd be changed forever and never be the same. Fear to be gone off of their lives now. Right now, I command fear to be gone off these people's lives in the name of Jesus. And the spirit of joy and love and peace in the Holy Ghost upon their lives right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for this healing and wholeness and prosperity, Father God. And Lord, I just loosen angels around them to keep them safe from any kind of virus, any kind of plague, any kind of disease, this Christmas, keep them safe. In Jesus' name, let no harm come to them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God's good, isn't it? Chris, you got a song?
I do.
And if there's anyone that needs prayer, special prayer, come on. If there's anybody that needs something, I'll pray with them.